parents have been cut out of the process at the state level and the federal level. And the only place that I can have an impact, with my direct responsibilities is the federal government.
Okay.
And the No Child Left Behind clearly has moved a lot of decision making away from states, away from local communities, and away from parents. And it's not about that parents have more influence here. It's just that here or at the state legislature, it's just that the federal government has assumed responsibility for decisions that are much better made at the state or at the local level. I don't think parents have any voice in shaping those.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, I'd like to, I don't know how far I'd have to go down into the Department of Education, starting with Margaret Spellings, how many layers of the Department of Education I'd have to go down through before I found anybody from the state of Michigan, and how much further I'd have to go down in the bureaucracy to find somebody from the 2nd Congressional District. And then I wonder how far, if at all, if I'd ever find anybody from my hometown who would actually know the needs, the concerns of education in Holland, Michigan, or who might even know a parent of a student in Holland, Michigan.
Why did you decide to take this approach in which states could more or less opt out of NCLB instead of doing what everybody else seems to be doing, which is just change NCLB itself?
Number one, philosophically. I've got just a core philosophical belief that education is a parental, local, or state responsibility. It is not a federal responsibility. It is not a federal responsibility. So I've got a core philosophical belief. The second thing is I went back and I had four different town hall meetings with educators in my community over the last 3 or 4 months to find out how No Child Left Behind was working. Mm-hmm. Was the performance much better than what my core philosophical belief might have led me to believe it was working? Philosophically, I just didn't believe running K-12 education out of Washington would work. But go back and test that with the people who are administering education. And I found out that, many of them believe and are experiencing the heavy hand of federal mandates. And the end result is we're not focused on kids in our local community and their education. We're focused on mandates and requirements and bureaucratic reporting coming out of Washington, D.C. And so, we have our attention directed in the wrong way. Rather than looking at individual kids, we're looking at rules and regulations and requirements coming out of Washington. So after spending a lot of time talking with people as to how No Child Left Behind was working or not working, I came to the conclusion it wasn't working. It wasn't helping our kids. It wasn't helping our kids get a great education, which is the objective that I have. And then talking with parents. And in a state like Michigan, parents have become to feel that they are irrelevant in the education process of their children. Because if they talk to local school administrators about, why are we doing all of this testing or, what's going on with my kid in school, the first thing that they hear is, this is what the federal government is telling us to do, and, parents don't know how to access the federal government to try to change what they think may be broken in education.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get into the whole issue of funding. The school districts, parents may have questions about, how much is being spent or whatever, and, they may think there needs to be more spent or that it needs to be spent in different ways or whatever, and they find out that most of that stuff now is coming out of Lansing. So the most important ingredient in determining whether a child will learn which is having a loving and a caring adult in their life, that person has been exercised out of the process. And I just think that that's wrong. So this is not about tinkering with No Child Left Behind and changing subgroups, the size of subgroups, or changing the number of kids that may have the statistic as to how many kids may or may not be special ed students and those kinds of things. This is about fundamentally starting the shift to change responsibility for educating our children to caring adults caring adults rather than bureaucrats, faceless bureaucrats. I think any education improvement we're seeing is probably in spite of No Child Left Behind rather than because of it.
Well, under your plan, the states could opt out of NCLB. Their federal funding, though, would be protected, but they could have more flexibility in deciding how to use it.
Yep.
And then they would be required to prove to parents through accountability reports, assessment reports, that they're getting the job done.
Yes.
All right, so under NCLB, there's a sanction, though, for not making that adequate yearly progress.
Right.
Should a state have that as well?
What do you mean, should a state have that as well?
I don't see a follow-up sanction in a state that says, well, we're not doing NCLB anymore. We're putting the money where we think it's best put to good use. But if the scores, if whatever assessment model they use doesn't show improvement using those federal dollars, then, what recourse would a parent have or what sanction could you impose on that state?
It's a great question, okay? And it is the direction that you need to go on this is, as soon as you start putting sanctions back in at the federal level, it puts immense control back into federal bureaucrats.
Okay.
All right? Or it allows states to start gaming the system. And like I said, I think this is one step in a process that the end result of this process needs to be putting as much empowerment into the hands of parents and caring adults as possible. That's who I want states to be accountable to. I don't want states to be accountable to the federal government, the education czar in Washington, D.C., who will tell it. Because, again, if you give the federal government the power of sanctions, it gives them the power of control. In the education process, the ultimate power needs, the closer we can get that to parents, the more effective we will, I think the more effective our education system will be.
Well, that sounds like you would support what some critics have said, which is that states could take this money and use it for vouchers. And it sounds like you wouldn't be opposed to that.
My preference is, in the long run, is to allow education tax credits to allow people to put more money into their own child's education, but also to allow people in a state to put money into public schools, to put money into private schools and parochial schools, to invest in those educational models that they believe are most effective. We've started yet. We've had some hearings. But, I think that there's a lot of uncertainty about what the future of No Child Left Behind is going to be. And I think the president senses it. The First Lady has been out meeting with members of Congress, inviting them to the White House, encouraging them to support bigger government, a bigger federal role in K-12 education by being a strong advocate for No Child Left Behind. And then you've got people like myself and a whole lot of others who are saying, you know, this has been a real major disappointment. One more roadblock to parents being involved in children's education and replacing parents with bureaucrats.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Hey, good talking to you.
Appreciate your time.